It's wonderful for him. It's wonderful for his folks. You know, they planted the seeds in his life. The Lord working through them, helping him grow in the faith, and you know, well done. As parents, you know, I feel it sometimes. Sometimes we feel like maybe, you know, we should have done something different, or we should have done this, or should have done that. But we have to remember that our kids belong to the Lord, and we trust them to Him. And God is not done with any of us, ever, till we stand with Him, in front of Him, forever. And sometimes we come to the faith in Christ when we're young, sometimes in the middle of our lives, sometimes on our deathbed, you know? And the Lord calls and draws, and the Spirit does as He wills. And in this case, the Lord is doing a wonderful work in Josh's life. In a minute, I'm going to stop talking and get to hear Josh's testimony. And it's really awesome. I love hearing it. You know, I think sometimes church can lose sight of what is the mission? What is the point? Why are we here? You know, obviously it's to love God and serve Him and worship Him and enjoy Him, but we are called to make disciples. We are called to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is why the church is here on earth at this time. And everything that we as a church should be doing should be focused towards that goal. If we have things that are not focused on leading people to faith in Jesus Christ and in worshiping Him, then we need to consider whether our resources and efforts should be spent on those things. Because we're only here for a short time. You saw that in the epistle lesson today. For this present form of this world is passing away. The point of that scripture is talking about all these things that we strive for, all these things that we spend time on and work for and whatnot. They're passing away. What's not passing away is your eternal condition of your soul and the fact that you're going to have eternity someplace. And the Lord calls us to live this life worthy of the kingdom that we are part of through adoption in Jesus Christ. It's a high calling, it's a holy calling, and it's not something that we do alone. It's not something we do without our fellow believers and without the Holy Spirit. And so, when Jesus called his disciples, you know, he goes, in this case, in the gospel lesson, and he sees James and John, and they're working with their father. They're mending the nets. They're, you know, doing the family business, doing the thing. And Jesus calls them, and immediately they left their father in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. That's significant. We might gloss over that, but they left the family business. I mean, they were leaving behind position in their family, they were leaving behind, they were trusting basically to the Lord their future, because they were giving up the future that they had in the world for a future with Jesus. And when we decide to follow Jesus, that is what we are doing. We cannot have feet in both places. The road diverges. We are either going to follow the world or we are going to follow Jesus Christ. And Josh has come to the place in his life where he is following Jesus Christ and leaving behind some things of the world. And so I just want to invite him to come and to share a little bit about how the Lord's brought us to this place.